emotions. See the moon, dressed in red, make a man lose his head. See the moon, black dress on for $1,000. She wails and she moans. Cat wink at a man and he winked back.
feel like a woman. Empty his pockets and wreck his days. Make him love her and shoot my way.
was Square Pusher, with the distorted glitch of Baltang Arg, from the veteran British electronic musician's album on Warp, Damage and Furies. Our set of Deep Threes began with a Tolo from Giovanni Francesca's Rame album. Then we drifted off into a daydream while studying the art of conversation under Kenny Barron and Dave Holland. And our thoughts turned to Gingy, with songwriter Antonio Jobim gently strumming his guitar, and the unmistakable voice of the chairman of the board himself singing Ray Gilbert's English lyrics from the grandly eponymous 1967 album on Reprise, Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim. Abel Korzeniowski tried to gently nudge us at snack time with Everyone Loves Oranges, from the soundtrack for the TV series Penny Dreadful, before the voice of soprano Martha Kluver summoned ghosts with the words of poet Matthew Zubruder in parts 3 and 4 of Missy Mazzoli's Vespers for a New Dark Age, interlude 1, and Come On All You, as performed by Victoire, with percussionist Glenn Cochi. Next was an encounter with the Sea Line Woman, with Masters at Work reimagining Nina Simone's interpretation of the Southern folk song for the first Verve remixed album, finally leaving us dazed by Dread Color's Frames of Static 2 from Collected Oral Detriments, Volume 10. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with a piece of Colin Sherman's Extended Sonority. You can find playlists and show archives on the website www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Yo, this is Black Tai Chi, the mic conductor, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in B Baby BC.
This is Bird Note. In any given night of migration, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of birds travel across North America. And while clouds can obscure their view of the Earth, some birds take their directions from the stars, which act as road signs in the night sky. But the stars appear to rotate in the sky from dusk to dawn. So how do the birds find their way as their beacons move? That's what ornithologist Stephen Emlyn wanted to uncover with a series of experiments in the 1960s and 70s with the help of indigo buntings and the planetarium in Flint, Michigan. Emlyn placed the buntings in special cages that allowed him to track their movements as the simulated night sky changed above them. Then he tinkered with the stars by blacking out some constellations or rotating the sky. Emlyn found that the buntings oriented themselves by looking for the pattern of stars that appeared to rotate the least, especially the North Star, also called Polaris, and its nearby constellations, Ursa Major and Cassiopeia. Next time you get a clear view of the night sky, see if you can find true north like an indigo bunting, the ultimate stargazer. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.